Simon Reish Pei Vov. Sifhei. Mishamus Yantavin Amin Baruch Wacher Kadesh Basra. This is for those that are knowing to say Baruch at the end of davening, which in America they're not, but in Israel they are. However, like Ayin Layel Simon Kuflam Gimel, says Ramah, Shasham Nizbar Allah, like the Mishnah Berurah says, and over there it says that when it comes to Shabbos, even if people came late and they missed the Baruch Hu, but they will hear the Baruch Hu of Leining. And that is why, and they were ready to get to that, therefore there's no reason to say Baruch Hu afterwards. The Baruch Hu is for the latecomers. So on Shabbos, Bechlal, even if you're a latecomer, if you didn't come a half an hour late, then you'll still get the Baruch Hu. But even if you came very late, you'll get the Baruch Hu L'chol Pachus of Kriyas HaTorah. And that is why the Minig Nusach Ashkenaz is in Eretz Yisrael, is that they do not say Baruch Hu at the end of davening on Mondays and Thursdays, because they already said with during laning. Now, Nusach Svar, they say Svardim and Nusach Svar, they say Baruch Hu always, regardless of the situation, regardless of whether or not you heard Baruch Hu, they always say Baruch Hu at the end. No, probably not. Maybe because of this Mechaber, Shabbos Yontif. That's the reason why, maybe. Could be not. But on Mondays and Thursdays, they do. Regardless of the fact that they should have just heard it during...
Yeah, then it must be more.
Sure. That's with regard to that. Agav, this is interesting. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan here, in the Simen, he's ma'or kama v'kama interesting nekudas with regard to davening on Shabbos and Musaf v'hulu. It says, what's the episode that we say in Enkel Ikenu, on Shabbos we add in all the Shir Shayim. What is that doing there? So he says, we're masker each Shir Shayim, Yom Sheni, Yom Rishim, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, they say, to show you that every day is yearning from the Kedush of Shabbos. And the bracha is Nizbarech, all the days are Nizbarech from Shabbos. Another interesting thing that he points out is that chakras on Shabbos, everything is in Shemini Esrei, chakras on Shabbos, everything is Balashan Zachar, as opposed to all the Lashonis in Shemini Esrei. Lein Asatoi, Lein Chaltoi, Gam Nuchasoi, everything is Balashan Zachar. You get to Musaf, and all of a sudden, everything is in Lashon Nekeva. We say, "Tikanta Shabbos, if this is a carbon, I say, ho. Tivis the Peru Sheho, Tivir Nisacheho." So Shabbos happens to be Lashon Zachar and Lashon Nekeva. We find both. However, it's very interesting to note that, Vosep is that one time it's like this, one time it's like that. It could be that it's both, but choose one or the other. He says the Iker Kabbalah Sashefa is Dafka by Musaf, and Mamedo the Kabbalah Lashon Nekeva, and therefore that's Ein Shem. But interesting, certainly food for thought. Also, Kama Kama Dvorim, Nakdishko Venaritzach, Nakdishach Venaritzach, some people say Naritzach Venaritzach, sometimes like this, sometimes like that, sometimes we mock them this to that, Bechuru. Ein Shem Betim Tanachas. Reish Pei Zayin is a dinner of Biker Chelim and Nichum Avelim. The halacha is that one is allowed to be Menachem Avelim Rachman Hatzan or Biker Chelim, to go to Biker Chelim on Shabbos. He's supposed to say different lashon. However, Mishabur points out that it's not so simple, and the Gemara says, "Lamaisa on your Beis Mabeis, Bekoishi Yitiru Menachem Avelim Biker Chelim on Shabbos." Maybe it's not like a tchila. Therefore, the people that wait to do a dafka on Shabbos, it's not like a tchila. And the reason is, why do we not do it on Shabbos? Because of tzar. Person is going to be Mitzar if he goes to be Menachem Avelim, or possibly he's going to be Mavakish and he's going to daven for them by Biker Chelim, and both of those things are usher on Shabbos. Bechla, we're not supposed to do anything that's Tzar, to tell somebody something of the Surah Ra Rahman Aslan on Shabbos, one is not supposed to do. Some people even go so far to say that you shouldn't play games on Shabbos. If you're one of these serious game players and it's a Tzar if you lose, then you shouldn't play those type of games on Shabbos. If you go out to bring a person tzar, obviously it's a different amount of tzar, but maybe for a child, that's, Lamaisa says the Bir Halacha, that if a person, even though Bekoishi Yitiru, if a person doesn't have a chance except on Shabbat, then certainly they should do that on Shabbat. Now, the Minig HaOlam is not to be Menachem Avelim on Shabbat. People don't do Nichum Avelim on Shabbat. However, Bikur Chelim, certainly that is something which is common, because people do have extra time. On the way back from shul, they have on a different I remember when I was in yeshiva, they used to go, it was a little bit different, they used to go to old age homes and sing and go around to the different people and speak to them, and that's the time that the bachurim have a little bit of time off to make people happy to go and visit people in Hulu. That's the chorei lechatchila, that's not even, there's no chash there. There's no chorei. But if a person doesn't have a choice except on Shabbos, then he can do it on Shabbos. Now, something interesting that Mr. Bruce says over here, it says, Kasser Prima Gadam and Ba Avala Basic Nasa Zachar Miris Mizmashil Yama Shabbos, Shubla Yikra Hashamish Tzu Neged HaAvel. They used to say Tzu, that everybody should go out towards the Avel to be Menachem him. And he says, if they already said Mizmashil Yama Shabbos, they shouldn't do it. They ain't Lasker Avels Bepranska once they're ready to Mekabal Shabbos. Now, this is only if the Mekabal Shabbos is Mizmashir. The Mishabura says, Reish Tamachalach, that Bizmanenu, we're Mekabal Shabbos with Vayichala. Now, interestingly enough, I think in the Sedurim, a lot of Sedurim, they have it after Vayichala, before Mizmashir, they have Amokim Menachem. Here in Eretz Yisrael, I haven't really seen it very often that people do say Amokim Menachem. And it could be that the reason is, like the Shmir Shabbos Chazal points out, and that is that, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, this is all talking about where they made Shabbos and they're Makab before Shia. Once it's after Shia, it's ready Shabbos, then it doesn't make a difference whether they say Mizmashir or didn't say Mizmashir. They're ready Safik Shabbos, and therefore, we don't say it. That's what he says in the mind. Reish Pecha has also times for Shabbos out of Avshoyis, and especially on these Shabbosim. Now it's really getting later, it's like 11:35, 11:40, but a few weeks ago it was 11:15, 11:20, and by the time you get back from Shachas and you go to Kiddush, you come back, it's already after Chatzos. And one is not supposed to fast past Chatzos of Shabbos, therefore you should have maybe a drink before Shachas. Something, water, even take a drink of water, something is that it shouldn't be fasting before Shachas, for half of the day. Now there are, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that those that are Eli Rabba, if you look up the Eli Rabba, he's being Semech on a Rav Yoh, it says it's Mutter. He says that if you're busy in Torah Tefillah, then you could fast for half the day. However, it sounds like the Chatchila, something the Rabbah says, that Rabbah Paskins, even if you're Lamed with Spalah Sasser, in the Chatchila, one should try to obviate the necessity to rely on such shittas and either get home earlier or take a drink beforehand. The Bey says, Yeshem Rishadam Shamazik Layachila, then it's oinig shloi lechol, then taki shouldn't eat. And somebody's oinig to cry, then he's allowed to cry on Shabbos. Now, exactly where do you draw the line over here is not clear, because Mr. Burr brings down the raya from Rabbi Kiva would cry on Shabbos, but when he said Shir Hashirim because of Dveikus, when a person that's crying because he's sad, then certainly that's lechatchila not supposed to be done. And he brings down that those that are meikol, if it makes a person feel better, then he's allowed to cry. Now that's the question exactly. So when is the person not allowed to cry? When he's going to cry and he's not going to feel better? It's not exactly clear. Certainly one should lechatchila try not to bring himself to such a situation, which is the whole Indian of Nicham Avelim and Tzar. One should try not to come to such a situation. If a person really feels that he needs it to make him feel better, then in a chanami, there's what to be semichon. We should only hear.